Happy Sabbath. As you can see, our Ventures ministry is growing. We have many new members this year, and we're excited for them to actually be a part of this club and to grow together in Jesus. And I know our time has kind of like flown by, so I'm going to keep my message pretty short. But if you don't mind, I'm going to focus here so that I want to address the Ventures directly. And hopefully that you guys can actually receive something from the Lord as well. And so, actually, they're going back to their seats, so maybe I can come up here. So, I've entitled our message for this morning, A Little Gift. You know, sometimes there are gifts that is more valuable than what it appears to be. And the story goes, long, long time ago, the Bible tells us that Jesus was on a boat at one point, and then he went to a far off place so that he could be alone. As you can imagine, when you're doing miracles and teaching and preaching all the time and you're doing amazing stuff, people just want to follow you everywhere. And so wherever he went, there was a crowd that followed him. At one point, the scripture tells us that he wanted to be alone. So he went off in the wilderness someplace. But the crowds had heard that Jesus had gone to such and such place. So guess what? The crowds also followed Jesus there. And the Bible tells us that when Jesus saw them, even though he was tired, even though he's exhausted and just inundated with requests, he saw the crowd, and the Bible says that he had compassion on them. So kids, our word for today, our key word for today, I spelled it out for you, it's compassion. C-O-M-P-A-S-S-I-O-N. So if you want to know the key word for today, is compassion. And I'm going to teach you what that is. So everyone got it? Compassion? All right. So what does this big word mean, compassion? Now, it means to help someone in need. Or similarly, it could mean compassion is just to be kind hearted, right? When you see someone in need, if you are kind hearted, you have a desire to help them in some way. That's compassion. And the Bible says that Jesus, when he saw that the crowd had some need, that they were like sheep without a shepherd, and they were looking for blessings to be healed, he had compassion on them, and he started to teach them, and he started to heal the sick. And as you can imagine, there's so many people as he's healing and teaching, time just flies by. And I don't know if they started in the morning, but basically all day he's been teaching and preaching. And the Bible says now that evening had come. And as you can imagine, if you go the entire day, you start to feel it here, right? You haven't eaten all day. And I imagine in my mind the disciples, as they're starting to wrap up, they start to feel their stomachs grumble like. Maybe you've had that experience where you get so busy that you forget to eat. And the disciples finally realize, hey, I'm hungry. And they also realize, if I'm hungry, maybe the crowd is also probably hungry. And so they bring it up to Jesus. Jesus, just send them away so they can go find something to eat. But the problem was, they're off in the wilderness someplace. There was not a village or a city nearby. And even if there was, many people did not have the means to buy the food that they needed. So Jesus tells them, he tells the disciples, why don't you give them something to eat? And the disciples are like, are you kidding me? Even if we had like so much money, we couldn't be able to feed all these people. But Jesus insists that they are to feed them. Once again, Jesus has compassion for the people, and he has a desire to feed these people. But how many people were there? Do you remember what the Bible says? How many people were there at this feeding? There was actually two times in the Bible, but the first time, how many people? Yes.
5,000.
But you know what the book of Matthew says? It's 5,000 men besides women and children. Which means if you count the women and then children, there's at least 10,000 people there. How many people? 10,000 at least. And there was no way the disciples could feed all these people. Even if they put all their money together, it was impossible to buy all these people food, even if that was an option, which wasn't. And the disciples couldn't understand how Jesus could expect them to feed so many people. But as the story goes in the book of John, one of the disciples, his name was Andrew, and Andrew had an idea, and he saw a young boy in the crowd, and maybe this young boy had volunteered his lunch, or the Bible's not specific, but it seems like that this boy offered his lunch, and Andrew sees this boy, and he brings him to Jesus, and he says, Jesus, here is a young boy who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, or fishes. But how can 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish feed so many? He asked this question. We do have this much, but it's nothing compared to what the needs of the people. What is this going to do? But interestingly enough, he does bring this small meal to Jesus. Just in case you're wondering, if you don't know what a barley loaf is, a barley loaf is basically a bread, small loaf of bread made from barley. The fish, what the Bible talks about, it wasn't like salmon or tuna, but it was usually a small fish or a piece of a fish that was either dried or pickled. I never actually had pickled fish. Is that anchovies? I don't know. I've never had anchovies, so I wouldn't know anyway. But it wasn't the typical fish that we know. It was either dried or it was pickled. And the barley loaves were the main meal, and the fish was just there on the side as to add flavor or whatnot. And knowing this meal, this was not a rich person's meal. This was a poor person's meal. Barley loaves were for poor people. And so we know that this boy, when he brings this meal, it tells a lot about him, and that he doesn't come from a very rich background, from an affluent background, but rather he comes from a poor family. And most likely, this is the only meal that he's going to eat all day. But he offers it to Jesus. Then Jesus took this little boy's gifts, this little gift of 5 barley loaves. How many barley loaves?
5.
And how many fish?
2.
And he prays over the food, and he starts to break bread, but here's where something interesting happens. When you break bread, what happens? You split it in 2, right? But not so with Jesus. When he breaks bread, it multiplies. And he keeps breaking and multiplying, keeps breaking and multiplying, until the Bible says that he feeds all 10,000 people. 5,000 men besides women and children. And he does the same thing with the fish. He takes a fish, he breaks it, and instead of splitting in 2, it multiplies. He multiplies it and multiplies it, and he feeds the entire crowd with those 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. By the way, only a creator can do that, right? Create something out of nothing. Because Jesus is creator, which John chapter 1 tells us that he was there at creation, he was able to create something from nothing. He kept multiplying the fish and the bread until he fed over 10,000 people with 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. And the Bible says they just didn't have enough. They were satisfied. They were full. They were satiated. They ate to their content, to the point that they had even food left over. But do you know what? Ventures, do you know why this miracle happened? Because one young boy, offered his little gift of 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes for Jesus. And in the hands of Jesus, he did something amazing with that simple little gift. Without this boy offering, there would have been no gift. And Jesus did something amazing with this humble offering to Jesus. So, my adventure friends, this story about the young boy is really about you. It's about Jesus wants you to be like this little boy. You see, this little boy, he didn't have much to offer, but he gave what he had. He gave his 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, and Jesus, in the hands of Jesus, he did something amazing with it. Maybe, because you are young, maybe you feel like you don't have much to offer Jesus. But in many ways, we all have something to give to Jesus. Maybe it's not the little barley loaves or the fish, but you know what Jesus has given you that you can give to him? Your talents. There's no one in this place that doesn't have a talent. You know what you can also give him? Your time. There's no one here that doesn't have time. And we can go on and on. You, even if it's a little bit, there's even money that you can give to the Lord. You can help, you can give as a gift to the Lord. Helping someone, that is a gift. You can give a gift of prayer for praying for someone. You can also give a gift by sharing Jesus with someone. And I think that's the best gift of all, right? Because the gifts of material gifts come and go, but Jesus is eternal. So I want to challenge you, my little friends this morning, my adventure friends. Are you willing to give your gift to the Lord? No matter how little or how big or whatever you think it is, in the hands of Jesus, if you are willing to give your gifts to Jesus, he can do something amazing with those gifts to bless others. So I want to challenge you this adventure year, one, to be compassionate like Jesus, but two, to give your little gifts to the Lord and see what beautiful things he would do with those gifts. God bless you guys.